When I was a kid, I used to love to go with my dad to put gas in the car. And the reason I love that is because the gas station we always went to was my Uncle Stanley Crapo, and he owned a gas station. And when we would go to that gas station, it was on State Street in my town, Sandy, and we would go there, and he had one bay, one little garage bay that he, and he could lift up cars and change oil and fix cars, and he knew everything, alternators, carburetors, And I love to go there because I love the smell of cars, the smell of gas. I know that's crazy. And but what I loved the most was this cooler that he had. And it was how you got into this cooler had soda pop, had grape soda pop. And the way you got into it is it had these six rubber lids, and you would lift up a rubber lid, and then you would reach down in and you would get the soda pop. And I absolutely loved that experience of going there. But guess what? His gas station doesn't exist anymore. Partly it's because he moved on, but even when he had someone he could sell that gas station to, that gas station didn't last. And that's because people didn't really want to go to buy gas. I mean, they had to, but what happened over time? What happened to gas stations over time that were just gas stations or just one bay? What happened to that? What do gas stations look like in today's world? Don't forget to come off mute.
Do it
Self-service.
yourself. Oh, by the way.
Do it yourself. And what else can
They
you
used to
buy
be full
when you
service,
go
and
to a
now they're
gas station?
self-service.
Okay, that's number one, self-service. What else? What else is attached to a gas station when you go in to
A
pay?
store.
What else is there?
Max.
A convenience store.
Snacks, convenience store, there's hot dogs, there's fast food,
Restaurants.
right?
Coffee.
Restaurants, all kinds of things, right?
Donuts.
Donuts. Okay, so I didn't know this, but a man named Theodor Levitt, who was born in Germany, is actually considered the father of modern marketing. And he used an example that has become quite famous that said, people don't buy electric drill bits because they want to own an electric drill bit. People buy drill bits because they want a hole. They're buying the ability to have a hole. That's why they buy the drill bit. They need a hole. And some people have taken that further in marketing classes and say they're not buying a hole, they're buying the ability to hang a picture. So they can look good to their friends, or they can have a picture on a wall and be part of a community. And being part of a community ensures survival. But the point is, people don't buy a drill bit for the bit. They buy the bit for the outcome that that bit will provide. And over the years, we've seen tons of examples and companies that people are not buying. And another great example is the railroad business. Right? The railroad business thought that they were in the business of railroads, and they kept getting better steam engines and better engines. And then they went to more rails across the country and better rails across the country. And what they forgot was that's not what their customers were buying. Their customers weren't buying railroad cars. Their customers weren't buying railroad. What were customers buying at the time that the railroads were at peak? What were they buying?
An experience getting from point A to
Yep,
point B.
from point A to point, they were buying transportation. And what the railroad industry forgot is that people were buying transportation. And so what happened when cars and airplanes came into the picture? The railroads stuck with railroads. And they could have, had they also altered, the railroad business could be a different situation. Another example of this is Dell Computers, right? They thought they were in the computer business. So they kept buying supply chains and trying to be, do that. Guess what Apple came along and did? Apple said, no, we're going to help people create ideas and share those ideas and have a rich experience, not have to be a computer geek to be the user experience. Who's the bigger company, Apple or Dell? Who's the bigger company?
Apple.
Apple.
Apple. Okay. Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola was in the soda pop industry. But guess what they realized? They weren't in just the soda pop industry. They were in the beverage industry. And who do you think is the number one bottled water manufacturer and seller in the world?
Coca-Cola.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Do Harley Davidson sell motorcycles? No, they sell freedom to middle-aged men. That's their number one market demographic, freedom to middle-aged men. Right? So people buy outcomes. They don't buy what you sell. You need to know not only what you sell, but you need to know what people are buying. And what you sell and what people buy are absolutely different, right? So what business are we in, guys? What business are we in? Let's throw out some ideas. We're in the people business.
People business.
Okay. What does that mean?
We're in the business.
Okay. What does that mean? What does that mean? What are we selling? What are people buying from us? Let's talk about our products.
Youth, and energy. Life.
Opportunity.
Connection.
Yep.
Connection.
Good-looking skin. Okay.
Good-looking skin. What will good-looking skin, why do people want to buy good-looking skin? Why do they want that?
To look younger.
To look younger, feel younger, and be their best.
Right. So
they
what
don't
want to
be old.
Right. Okay, so why do they not want to be old? What do they want to feel, right?
Because if they're like me, they equate that to not being mobile, being stuck, being, you know, they want to be lively.
Exactly. Okay, so let me give you a couple of things that I've learned in my research, okay? Number one, let's talk about that. Let's talk about aging, because there was a huge survey of everybody from 30 over, and they all have concerns about aging. They're all the same, whether they were 30 or like what I like to say, newlywed or nearly dead, okay? Didn't matter the age. There were three top worries, and they tied, okay? Well, one was within 1%. 72% of people are concerned about aging and losing memory. They don't want to lose themselves, right? And 71%, it's financial. They're worried about financial. And 71% are poor health. So the top three things that are virtually a tie are your brain, your memory, your financial security, and your health. And right on its heels was what you said, Liz. They don't want to lose their independence. 63% don't want to lose their independence, right? Only 56% are worried about being in a nursing home, right? Which, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine. Three of my four grandparents, nursing home. Ain't going to happen with me over my flailing body. I do not want to go into that. Okay, what do you think people feel? 8 out of 10 Americans say about old age. What is old age? What is that? When is the marker that you are old? This is 8 out of 10 Americans.
Probably 65.
You take care of yourself, maybe in your early 70s.
Okay. Okay, that's both of you are right. They actually, 8 out of 10 Americans say old age is when you lose independence. Over an age number like 65 to 75. When you lose your independence, you're old. I love that. 8 out of 10 Americans say that. So what are people buying when they buy a product from us? What are we selling? Are we selling weight loss? I mean, you know, in the very first days of Limitless, you know, we had some slides and we talked about all the market demographics that we covered. And, you know, it ended up being like close to 200 billion. And I did some updates on that, and they've all grown by 20 to 30% since the day, you know, 10 years ago when we were telling these stories. It's grown by 20%, and this was a $200 billion. So now it's a quarter of a trillion dollars that we can cover. Okay, that's like mammoth, I can't even put my arms around that, right? In my brain, that's everybody I talk to. Everybody I talk to, you know, has concerns of aging, concerns of health, concerns of personal care, concerns of fitness and performance. Somewhere along the line, I'm going to find somebody. But that's what I'm selling. But what are people buying? What are people buying from us in our products?
Hope it works.
Right?
Freedom.
Freedom.
They're buying hope.
Yep.
And they want to feel good. And what do customers, if you could choose one thing, why will customers refer you to someone else? Why will they refer you?
Because they
gave them what they wanted, and they believe you can give it to somebody else.
Yeah, and is it because oh my gosh, I'm taking this HGH and it's growing my this HGH antecedent, and I'm getting that it's growing by 6%. No, they're doing it because how do they feel, right? It's how they feel. When Terry Staton first got on the product, it's because he felt crappy. And when did he say, hey, you guys, you and Liz need to come down to Texas because I want to tell the world about what? Why did he want to tell the world? What happened to Terry Staton? He freaking
felt
amazing.
20 years younger.
Right? Felt 20 years younger. So people aren't buying health and wellness. People aren't buying weight loss. People aren't buying better skin. They're buying what they want to feel. And we got to get in touch. We get to get in touch with what they want to feel. Okay. Now let's talk about distributors for a second. What are we selling to a distributor?
Freedom.
Freedom. Okay.
Opportunity.
Opportunity.
Okay. What are they buying? What was that? Oh, lifestyle. Okay. What are people buying? Interesting question, right? What is it that they want? What do people want?
Financial freedom.
Okay, financial freedom. So I did a lot of research on entrepreneurs. And first of all, there's a great article, and now it's getting a little older, but if you really want true wealth, the only way you're going to have true wealth is to be in business for yourself, because you won't get truly wealthy working for someone else. That's a given, guys. And of the 1% who are, you know, if you look at all the IRS tables, right, blah, 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 the top 1%, the wealthy, quote unquote, you know, only 8 or 9% of those work for somebody else. Everybody else, they're entrepreneurs, right? But even if people don't want to get wealthy, what else do people want? If the masses, if we could say, we always say this all the time, if we could help somebody make an extra $500 a month, what would that do? What would an extra $500 a month do for people?
Right now, it would buy gas.
Okay? It'd buy gas. It would buy, some people say,
amen,
sister. A large percentage of people are $500 away a month, $500 a month away from bankruptcy, right? Breathing room. So, but entrepreneurs go into business for what you guys have already mentioned. It's freedom and passion. And we've had, since the pandemic, the great resignation. We can't get people to go back to work, right? Why don't people want to go back to work? What is the number one thing they want? They want
freedom and lifestyle.
Yeah, they want lifestyle, guys. They want lifestyle. And guess what is a bubble? Guess what bubble is happening? Do you know why we have inflation right now? Because there's so much money floating around in the economy. And where did all that money floating on the economy come from? Came from a pandemic where people didn't spend discretionary income like they were before. They printed money. So two places formulated money in the economy. And why is it that people don't have to go back to work? Because they got money, right? So I know there are people that say they don't have money. But from an economic meter, there's still a lot of money in the economy. There's still a lot of money in the economy. But what's going to happen when that bubble dries up? Unemployment's going to go up, right? Mm-hmm. And yep. So we have an opportunity. Now, I'm putting out a lot of bullets here because I'm going to tie this all into a big bow, okay? The last piece is what's happening with network marketing, okay? Every year, the Direct Selling News does a list of the top 100 companies in network marketing. And this year on the list, and it has to be companies that do at least 100 million in sales. Guess what happened to the list this year? There's only 58 companies on that list.
Yep.
58 companies are only made the list. So does that mean our industry is drying up and going away? I don't think so. But guess what? Our industry is in a consolidation. And what happens when there's consolidation in industry? There's opportunity. So if we always do what we've always done, we're going to get what we've always got, unless there's disruption in an industry. Now, is network marketing an industry? I'm going to say no, because what, quote unquote, what market industries are, let's say, Nu Skin in? Primarily, what market industry is Nu Skin in? Skin being the key operative word there.
They're in an international.
Or Rodana Fields. Okay, but they are.
They're in the skincare industry.
Yep. Right. Rodana Fields, skincare industry. That's the industry they're in, right? Okay. We're not an industry, guys. We're a way of marketing. But that's not what people are buying. People aren't buying as a business. They're not buying into the skincare industry. They are. They have to believe that there's customers that will buy the products that we have. Well, do we have fantastic products that people will buy? Do our products affect people's lives? Is what people buy in our products, the ability to feel better, have more energy, have better sleep, feel lighter? Do people get what they buy when they buy from Limitless? Do they get what they buy? Come on. Do customers get what they
absolutely.
Buy?
Absolutely. Yes.
Hey, come on, guys. I want to hear this. Come on. I want to hear this from you. Okay.
I can't live without my Stride.
They're life-changing.
Exactly. Okay. So if there's plenty of customers out there, then is there a business?
Yes.
Okay. Now, entrepreneurs, guess what entrepreneurs have to do if they open up a traditional business? Guess what they have to go find to help them expand their business? They have to find employees. Do people want to work for other people right now? What happened with the Great Resignation? People want freedom, right? That's what they're buying. People are buying freedom. With all their extra dollars, there were a record number of new businesses started in 2021. Over 5 million new businesses were applied for, and they can only do that by new business IDs that were started. Okay, record number. But guess what they're all going to have to do in a traditional business if they want to expand? They're going to go find an employee. Guess what kind of employees you get to find here? Other entrepreneurs. If I want to expand my business at Limitless, guess what I get to go find? More entrepreneurs, more people like me who have passion, who want freedom. So what are people buying? Do we have what people are buying? What are we selling? We're selling people want to feel good, feel fantastic. And what are people buying when they want a business? Freedom, time freedom, flexibility, and money, and retirement. The three worries, memory, financial, poor health, right? We have it all. We just have to remember what it is that people are buying so that that's what we're selling. So here's what I want you to think about, okay? I really want you to think about what you are selling. What business are you in? What business are you really in, guys? I want you to really think about that as you are out there trying to connect with people. So number one, my challenge to you is I want you to figure out what business are you in, so that when someone asks you, what business are you in, you know exactly what you're going to say, right? What business are you in? And number two, I want to tie a bow about, and I'm sorry I'm going so long here. We just had a little bit longer day. What are we connecting? You know, are we connecting with enough people? And that was a perfect setup on the beginning of the call. because it's important that we connect every single day. That is so important. What Liz said is absolutely right. You must connect every single day. But what Terry said is absolutely right. You have to connect with enough people. Time at the gym, 20 minutes a day, that's better than 2 hours in 1 week. But if I only go to the gym and I lift a weight one time, I'm not going to build my muscle, right? So you have to go daily, but you have to do enough daily that you get the results. How do you know if you're doing enough daily? How do you know if one a day is enough, two a day is enough, 10 a day is enough? It's all about results. You go to the gym and you lift a weight once, and you're not getting the results, then you got to go to the gym more. You got to go more often, and you got to do more while you're there, right? And it's the same with your business here. So have you got the results you want? If you don't, then guess what? You got to do more every single day. So the second thing I want in your challenge is, compared to your results of what you've got, what are you going to try? What are you going to try regularly? What are you going to try? What's your regular path and how much you're going to contact and based on your results? So those are the two things. What business are you in and how are you connecting? Okay. Thanks, guys. Sorry that took so long. Have a great day.